Welcome back, listeners. Jerry, I've heard a lot about ecotourism. What is it?
Hello again. Well, yes, ecotourism, or green tourism, as it's sometimes called, is one of the newest trends of this industry. Tourism is a huge threat to nature in many parts of the world. So there is a growing number of people who choose to travel in a way that should not, at least theoretically, spoil the landscape or the local way of life.
So is it something we should all choose? I mean, all the people who take great interest in protecting wildlife and local traditions.
That would be great. But in fact, ecotourism is also criticised, mainly because the tourist agencies might add the eco prefix to attract more customers.
But I thought tourism was a blessing for the economy, especially in those underdeveloped regions of the world. Isn't that so?
It does create income and jobs, but tourism also spoils a lot. It often takes away the four S's: sun, sand, sea and scenery, and also the traditional way of life and the traditional land use patterns. Everything becomes westernised, globalised and commercialised.
So to sum up, what would you suggest to our listeners as a holiday destination this summer season?
Well, today, people are more individualistic in their choices, so they might join a group of people who share the same interests and hobbies as they do. Modern tourist agencies offer a wide range of special trips for, let's say, wine lovers to vineyards and wine cellars, or pop culture tourism to places like the Hollywood film studios or Elvis Presley's Graceland. Or maybe people want to combine having a break with doing something positive. Why not try and join a volunteer group and spend your holiday working to help those in need, often in the underdeveloped regions?
Wow, there really is a great deal to choose from. Anyway, thank you so much, Jerry, for coming to the studio again today and sharing all these ideas.
My pleasure.